Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good day, good evening, beloved gods and goddesses from all over the world. Welcome to our Zora call. And today is March the 26th, 2023. However, on the other side, it's already Monday. Isn't that interesting? All right, so we won't talk about time because there is no time, no space, which we are evolving into, towards, on this ascension path of ours. We have a couple of very special guests today who are medical intuitive healers, and we will be bringing them in shortly. And, of course, we will have time to ask Zora some questions and listen also to his messages for today. So let me go ahead and bring Zoraya in just so she can go ahead and say hello. And then we're going to do a little meditation. Nope, got to get her in here first.
Are you fine out there?
Wait a minute, Zoraya. Hold on a second. Okay, now you're on the air. All right. So hello. How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm wonderful. I'm gorgeous. I'm whatever.
Okay, let's not overdo it. We already.
I'm also immortal.
All right, we'll get into that a little bit more. So thank you again for you and your dad being here today. We really very much, we all enjoy you being here to help us and guide us on this, on our path of ascension or higher frequencies or awakening or enlightenment, whatever thing we want to say about our evolvement. So before we get started, everyone, we're going to do just a short meditation because I really feel in my heart that is very, very important for everyone to take that time to relax, to silence the mind, and just really feel. So I hope that everyone has their headbands. I do. I mean, I do forget once in a while. So get your headbands on.
But who keeps reminding you?
Your dad. Or you. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Zora. Zoraya, I'm going to put you on mute now. All right? I'll come back.
Too.
All right. Thank you. All right. If everyone is seated, try to get your back straight so that you have that flow of energy going up and down your chakras. All right. All right, so everybody close your eyes and sit, if you will, in your lotus position or just sitting in a chair or on the floor. And again, with back straight, eyes closed. And here we go. So let's take a few deep breaths in. Beginning now, inhale through the nose. Hold. And relax. I'm going to do this three more times. It's essential to, because every cell of our bodies is energy, and they function so synchronistically with each other. So let's do that and help them energize as well through meditation. Breathe in again. And hold. And relax, relax from the head. Relax your head, your face, your jaw, your eyes, your neck. Breathe in again. Inhale. And breathe out through your mouth. And relax more your shoulders, your arms, your fingers. Down your torso, your spine. Just breathe in again. Breathe in. And hold, relax more and more your hips, your intestines, your heart, all your organs, your legs, your knees, all the way down to your toes. Now breathe in again and feel the energies coming in, beautiful golden white light coming in from the cosmos in through your crown or the top of your head. Just feel and visualize beautiful golden white light swirling in your head, just swirling and relaxing and healing your head, everything in your head, touching the pineal gland or pineal gland, however way you want to say, pituitary brainstem all the way down, down your neck from the crown to the sixth chakra, which is the, you know, your eye, and then your fifth chakra, which is your throat, and then down into your heart. And let it sit there for a while. Golden, beautiful, white light and magenta, beautiful pink. Feel it. Oh, how nice and gorgeous it is. It's so soothing, just relaxing there. All right, it goes down your neck, of course, and down your shoulders and all the way down to your fingertips. Beautiful, very healing and soothing and relaxing, divine, golden, white, magenta light. This is who we are. These atoms of just pure cosmic high frequency energy. Bring it down now from your heart all the way down into your stomach area, healing what needs to be healed. Just bring it, that extra energy, to that areas where it's aching or whatever, and feel it disappear. Move it, move from side to side if it's your back or if it's your fingers. Just clench your fingers, if you will, and relax them. Feeling this golden white light going in and then going down also into the pelvic area, bringing in more golden white magenta light into your intestines and into your, so we're talking the fourth chakra, which is the heart. The third chakra, which has much to do with identification of who you are, that is just over there by your belly button. And who you are is not the ego. Who you really are is just divine. It's so divine and loving. And so there you say, I love me. I love all that I am. And I let go of all limitations that I think I am or was, of feelings of not good enough. Let all those limitations go. Beautiful golden white magenta light. Bring it down now from there into your second chakra, your creative force, that creation of who you are. Beautiful female, male, transgender, it doesn't make any difference. There was never any separation of any sort in terms of gender. We are all one. We are all equal and the same within this body that we all just temporarily have used over and over again. Bring it now down, this golden, beautiful, white, magenta light, now into your first chakra. The first chakra is all about survival. It's all about security. It's all about, it has to do with making sure that everything is protected. It's that powerful chakra as well that we have needed to be able to survive on this 3D planet. Bring it some love. And now bring this golden white light, magenta light, all the way down, all the way down your legs, your hips, knees, calves, all the way down, down to your toes. And from there, send it down. All of these energies of love that you have, send it all the way down to the center of the central sun of Hollow Earth, of our planet Gaia, or Terra Crista. As you do that, she sends back her love directly through your feet and into you as it comes in and goes into your heart center. As it meets the cosmic energies together, you are all-powerful. We are each and all so very powerful. Breathe in now quietly. Beautiful, beautiful healing, relaxation, oneness to you, to ourselves, as we say, I love you. I love you and I thank you. I'm grateful for my body. I'm grateful for where I am. I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful for the mission I'm on. I'm grateful for all my friends and families and beyond our galactic families of Source, of Mother, Father, God, and all the beings of love and light. We give them our thanks as we bring in their energies of love to help us as we move and we walk our path, and are always protected, and always have our guides, our angels, family members who have already passed on, or as we say, ascended into the beautiful, beautiful world that we have yet, that we are on our path to finally realize. So self-realization, super consciousness, enlightenment, awakening, higher consciousness. That is what is happening now for all of us. Breathe in and relax. And sit quietly now for a couple of minutes. And just hold that within you. Hold the power within you. I am powerful. I am compassionate. I am that I am. I am. Feel the tingling. Feel the relaxation as your body says thank you for energy, for energizing all of your cells, for supporting her as she supports you. It's never a one-way street. There's never any separation. And one more deep breath in and out. Beautiful, everyone. It's a simple meditation you can do. Do it outdoors as you connect with nature. Do it in your room where you meditate without noise. Just be in the silence. The silence, the calm. This is who you are. This is who we are. And let's carry the silence, the calmness and serenity and harmony and joy. And let's bring this out to our world. And it matters not what is happening out there. It's all about what's happening within that then spreads out there. Okay, everyone. Open your eyes and feel the difference from before meditation and now. Meditation is not about traveling into outer space or traveling out of body. It's just about going within. That's what it means. The more you do this, the more the words don't even matter. The more you just go into the silence of deep peace, deep calmness, and you will love it there. Thank you, everyone. All right, so everyone relax, and you're now here, all of us together. And, of course, you know, time flies when we're having fun, right? So I'm going to go ahead and bring Zareya in. Zareya, come on in, please. Hey, Zareya, you can undo your
mute. I'm here.
Mute. All right. I know you have a wonderful message that you want to be able to share with us today. So go for it. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to be talking from one of Diane Robbins' books. It's called Telos, First Transmissions Ever Received from the Subterranean City Beneath Mount Shasta. And there's been questions that have been asked to these people. It says, what do the people in Telos look like? We look just like you, although we are perhaps somewhat taller in stature and broader than you are. We are hefty and strong, and we've been on a vegetarian diet for the last 12,000 years. The diet has slowed our aging process to the point where we've stopped getting older. We use our diet and our mind to remain in a youthful state always, which we term immortality. We are able to prolong our lives as long as we desire, based on our diet and our knowing system of immortality. You too will be able to do this in the near future. When we surface, we will bring you the information we have been guarding over eons of time. This information has remained intact and safe in Telos, where we have special containers and rooms for its safekeeping. These special hiding places will all be revealed to you upon our emergence from below. Know that we are agreed to this plan before we incarnated to on Earth. We know it's time to begin implementing it. It is time we have been waiting for from below and from above. For we work in unison and we meet right nightly with you on your inner planes. That's why when you read this, it seems as no surprise to you. And you just nod your head in acceptance and anticipation of what is to come. Mighty waves of energy will be coming that all life on and in Earth will soon be experiencing. Hold tight and know that these energies will bring the wonders of the universe to you along with our appearance on your surface. The fountain of youth is located in your own heart mind. I lived on the surface many thousands of years ago. I am centuries old by now, and I keep physically fit regardless of my age. In fact, the older I get, the more physically fit I become. I have an athletic build, and I exercise every day. We take long stride pride in our physical fitness. We are all healthy and strong, and we all work out, just as you do on the surface. We have long tunnels connecting our cities, and we use these tunnels to run through when we're exercising, just as you use long paths on the surface. You will find that accumulating years aging only makes you wiser and stronger, not the opposite. So grow older in age and grace and diligently and dignity, and remain and maintain your physical prowess, agility, and strength. You will find that you, the more you do, the more you can always do. Don't let age limit you or what people say limit you. You are limitless. And Telos, we are still discovering how limitless we are. We are still finding ourselves delving into the unknown when it comes to into our bodies. We keep experimenting with our bodies and find that we can use our bodies to do so many different things. We are still discovering our inner strength and stamina. We are still pushing ourselves to our outer limits of what we thought we could do. You too, with you. So too with you. You can also explore the outer limits of your physical form by not accepting any limitations when it comes to strength. Our bodies were meant to perform Herculean feats and maintain healthy and maintain health and stability permanently. So look to your bodies as a magical form that you can all do. You can all that you do. All of you want them to do without pain and or limitation. We know this. We know it is up to you to learn how to utilize the full physical potential that you are endowed with. We send you our strength and our love, and we will show you how to youth when we join you on the surface. For the fountain of youth is real, and it is located in your very own heart mind. I look like a youth, although I am ancient by your standards. You will be surprised and joyous when you discover how easy it is to maintain your youthful appearance. I am Adama, youth and sage combined. There's your message.
Oh, that was really a great message from Adama. And, of course, yep. The source of this wonderful message is coming from our beloved Diane Robbins, who's
yes.
brought all of her wonderful books to us. And again,
our website is?
Yes, please, go ahead. Again?
www.DIANNERobbins.
.com.
That's Diane Robbins' site, and you can order her books directly through from her. And of course, she has from her site, of course.
Yeah.
They're also sold on Amazon, and they're also sold
yeah.
on eBay and other places as well.
Yeah,
also
in different languages and I think audio. Uh huh.
I would say, some of the books are on audio as well.
Right.
And
okay,
good. And also in different languages, too. So.
Yes, you bet.
So,
okay.
Wherever you're at, give a shout to her and get your books.
Okay. The other is as well, another very, very powerful individual is Christine Light. With her amazing work that she does with her harmonizers as well as the Lemurian crystal headbands that are extremely powerful. The more...
And go ahead and give them her website.
The more that one wears them and the more you begin to move into higher frequencies, the more you can feel the power of these headbands and her work. She does a lot of work and puts in a lot of energy, energies. She can, put her hands on them and bring that the energies of the stones, the crystals, the energies of higher vibrations into those into her work. So, Christine Light, you could go to it's rising, no, helping to rise at helpingtorise.com. Helping, H-E-L-P-I-N-G, number two, rise, R-I-S-E.com. Helping, number two, rise.com, and you'll be able to see all of the different things that she has. Now, before we bring in our guests, I have, let me look at my clock here. We have about 5 minutes before we bring in our guests. I wanted to also say that we will be, all of us are looking forward to having another call with Beloved Q, and that's going to be April 1st. No, it's not a joke. He'll be there. He'll be there on bbsradio.com/Hollow Earth Discovered. So we shall all see you there too. And let's see. The other thing I wanted to mention as well. Oh, well, I'm sure I'll remember it as soon as we bring in the other two guests. But in the meantime, if you will, I think that I wanted to kind of mention a couple of other things on our website that I'd like everybody to kind of look at. I know we haven't heard from Dr. Shaw, but we will. We have been very, very busy with other things, like bringing in special guests that we feel is would be very helpful for all of you. Some of the products, again, that I really want to kind of iterate that we have found to be very remarkable. Everyone knows the iHercules. They have the special thing also, you know, for just a thing that it's like a little, it looks like a little tube. And you just apply it on your face, you know, wherever you see a wrinkle. But, of course, we're not about ego, right? We're not about vanity. But if you want to try to smooth a little bit of the wrinkle out, you can go ahead and do that there. They've got that new product as well as something to help to lose weight. And, of course, the marvelous anti-aging iHercules sprays that are really, really great. If you've got any soreness in your mouth or you're going to go and have any work done, you know, I would probably spray, you know, into that area, give it a spray or two, let it sit there for a while, and then before you swallow it. The other thing, too, is you could swish it around in your mouth. You know, that'll help to, you know, clean up the mouth. You know, that's after you've already rinsed your mouth out. Besides the iHercules, of course, we have the EE system, the remote EE system. We'll have Dr. David Stella come and speak with all of us in regards to the remote frequency healing of high frequencies through the EE system, and it's absolutely marvelous. I mean, it really works, so I could verify that fully for all of you. I've gone through one part of it, which is free. 30 days are free. I'm going to put it again in the website so that people can look at it and see what you can do about getting into it. At least try it out for 30 days. And if you don't feel like you don't, you know, you'll talk to Dr. Sulla if you wish, or the gals are very, very helpful at the desk, or even Gina, who is Dr. Stella's partner. So it's all about frequencies. And if you can get frequencies working on your body, on you know, all levels of the body, all the bodies that we have, emotional, spiritual, physical, mental, and that happens for you, it boosts you every single day. I mean, it's you don't have to worry about it not absorbing into your system because it's all energy. So it's really divine. It's really great. Besides that, you know, we also have the Engage Global. You know, I've kind of put that to the side for a little while because I wanted to be able to see if we could try something different. But I will tell you now that we've tried the Engage Global. I really like the Micro Daily EMF because then when you're taking that, you're also bringing in some protection from EMF, but it also really helps the body, and it does it very well. People that have difficulty with constipation or whatever, and you want to be regular, the Micro Daily is really excellent. They've got something for the brain, They also have something for the gut, but they have collagen as well. You know, I mean, and of course, some of those things you can also get like through Sisal as well, because we still take our age pill. Because that's another product that's really great. And of course, there's always the Numi. The Numi is wonderful. Swish it, and you know, you've got it all working in all of the different organs of your body. So that's a plug-in for all of those. And the only reason why we're bringing that out is because we found them to be very, very excellent for the body. So with that being said, it's 10:30, so I think it's time to bring in our two guests. Our two guests are Ken Wagner and Allison Reese. So let me go ahead and bring them through, and we could go from there. And here we go. All right. I hope you all enjoy them. I know many of you have not heard of Ken or Allison, or many of you have heard of Ken, but maybe not Allison. So here we go. So they're from the Midwest, and they have been doing this work for a long time. Okay, here we go. Especially Ken.
Oh?
Hello. Hey, Ken.
Hello, Jane.
Hello. Is Allison there with you?
I am.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Hello, Allison. Hey, got to tell you, Ken has got a really great sense of humor, so we always love that, right? So anyways, welcome, Allison and Ken, to our Blog Talk show. We really are so appreciative that you can be here with all of us. Now, before I introduce you, I don't know whether I should do it first, or I'm going to have Zora do it. Hey, Soraya, is your dad around?
What?
I'm going to introduce Ken and Allison, but if you could also have your dad come in and help to, tell people also about who they are, that would really be wonderful. So I'll go ahead and get started while you bring your dad. Okay, it'll just be for a short while. And then don't go away, Zoraya. All right, everybody. So I've known Ken now, and Allison for a number of years, and actually I'd worked with Ken energetically. He kind of helped a few of us learn some techniques, but of course, you know, when you're as good and powerful as Ken is, it's like, well, we were like really beginners at this, trying to understand how this particular technique works. However, it's all about healing, right? And and of course, so, but the thing about Ken is he has a wonderful story that I'm going to have him share with all of you. Same thing with Allison, you know, how they got together and how powerful they really are when they work together. And we will have them demonstrate how, you know, by giving, you know, a healing for one or two of our guests, are of you who are listening. And what you do then is all you have to do is press one on your keyboard, on your keyboard or on your phone. And then if you press one, that'll raise your hand so I can see that your hand is raised when we get to a point where Ken and Allison will demonstrate how they work together and, you know, and how it works, and then we'll get verification in terms of how that person is receiving the energies. So, Ken, let's just start with you first. So, Ken, give us a little bit about our history, a little history about you, which is really, you know, that it doesn't happen to everyone. So, but you know what? That was a huge wake-up call. Thank you so much that happened to you, even though I'm sorry that it happened. But thank you that because now you are so ever-powerful because of it. Okay, take it away, Ken.
Oh, jeez.
Take it away, Ken.
Okay, well, first started when I was doing a roofing job, and it was the sun was shining, and all of a sudden the storm started rolling in, and my buddy and I were up on the roof, and I just looked up there, and I'm just like, holy cow, man, this thing's moving fast. And we pretty much finished for the day, and I was just like, well, let's put the tarp on because it's going to pour up. So I pulled, we put the tarp down, and I had one more nail to put in. I looked at my buddy, I go, get off the roof now. And he just goes, what? I go, just get off the roof. So he gets off the roof. I put the nail in. I stood up. Lightning came and hit the transformer across the alley, and the energy came off of that transformer, picked me up, and dropped me on the roof. Thank God it was a flat roof. And then I started having these weird feelings or sensations to go out to northwest New Mexico and to the reservation out there. And it took me a couple of years before I went out there. So that was the beginning. And had no idea why he went out there. And I met a medicine man out there, and he's looking at me. He goes, oh, I've been waiting for you. And I'm just like, oh, crap. I had no idea about the Native American culture. So I said, okay, fine. I'll check this out, see what he's got to say to me. So I go in there, and he's give me a quick look over, and he goes, oh, they say you're sick, huh? I go, yeah, they told me I had arterial sclerosis. And he goes, ah, no. So I'm in the hole gone. I sat down, and I'm just like thinking to myself, oh, God, what am I doing here? You know, the hole gone is where people get medicine work done. And so he stands on this cloth, and he's praying. He has a crystal in his hand. And I'm just like, oh, geez, what the heck? So he finishes, and he's just like, oh, you've been close to lightning strike, huh? And I pause for a second. I'm looking at him like, how does this guy figure that one out, you know? So I go, yeah. And then he's got the crystal. He's looking in the crystal, and he's scanning my body. I could feel this energy going through my body. And he goes, oh, yeah, that energy stuck in your body, you know? I go, yeah, I guess so. I don't know. So he takes he's got two crystals, one on each side of my spine. He runs them up, and this bulb appears on my shoulder, and he sucked it out, and he's spitting a rag. He goes, this has been in your body for a while. I go, yeah. And he goes, well, how you feeling? I go, it feels like cool rainwater hitting my back. And he goes, how's your vision? I go, it's kind of fuzzy right now. So he goes, okay, fine. Then he proceeds to tell me about my life. The guy was dead on with everything that he was telling me. And he goes, you need to go to Shiprock, at the base of Shiprock. And I'm just like, what's that? He goes, it's a monument down there. And he pushes his drapes aside and from the hole gone and points it out to me. And okay, fine, you know. So I went out there, and it took me about a half hour, 40 minutes to get there. And I'm sitting at the base of this monument, I guess you could call it. And I could see all these Native American spirits walking around and, like, checking me out. And here I am. I'm, like, grabbing boulders. And it's like, what the heck's going on here? What's wrong with me, you know? And I'm just like, well, I'll just take it in, you know? So I'm sitting there, and I'm watching them come up and look at me. And it was just like a new chapter in my life after I was out there. And I got more and more involved with healing. And, yeah, it was just a heck of an experience.
So that was the spirits coming to you and visualizing themselves so you could see them.
Yes. And he wanted me to actually stay out there, but I was married at that time. I was in my construction company, and I was running and stuff. And I wish at that time I would have stayed out there, but unfortunately he has passed since. But I always see him. You know, it's like he's looking over my shoulder or something. So I see him.
This is probably your guide, major guide.
Yeah.
So, but my question before we move forward is, what drove you to go there? I mean, we just out of the blue. I don't know why I have to go here, but I got to go. How did you? Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. That was it. I was just like, for a few years, actually, after a light strike, I go, I don't know, I got to go out there. My wife goes, you're nuts. And I'm like, no, then him. if you didn't know me by then, you know, it's too bad. Now I'm just a little nuttier.
Okay.
But yeah, it took a few years before it really sank in, and I was working at the railroad doing some remodeling there, and I just like I just got to go, you know. And the guy that worked at the railroad that I knew gave me a ride to the airport, and pretty much that was it. It was a start.
So how did you move into your own path of being a healer? How did that all come about after you had, you know, your awakening with all of the Native American elders and all of those guides on top of that monument or wherever you were at? How did that guide you to becoming the healer that you are today?
Well, I got involved with Joe Ray, which is from Mesa Sama.
People don't understand that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Mesa Sama was when he was young, he got ill and he was doing a lot of praying, and then he was able to actually help heal people by raising his hand and have energy come off. He's from Japan, and it's a very good modality. They consider like a religion, but it's really not.
Right. Could you spell that? Because people are going to probably want to be able to kind of check it out.
J-O-H-R-E-I.
Say that again.
Thanks, Allison.
J-O-H-R-E-I.
How'd you like that? My voice changed.
Why? Well, I want to Google it.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Did you get it?
You better say it one more time for the people.
J-O-H-R-I. No, E-E-E-E-I.
Allison, tell us that. Tell us what that is.
J-O-H-R-E-I.
J-O-H-R-E-I. R-E-I, Joe Ray. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Everybody, you can look that up. Okay, so okay, we'll get back to that again. So you went and learned that technique then?
Yes, which was really amazing because the first time I went in there, it was wintertime, and I just got off the job, and I hadn't, because it was cold out, I was wearing two pairs of pants. One was sweatpants, but I took off my – she was working on me. I was getting so hot, I turned all red, and it was cooking. And I took off my regular pants, and I had my sweatpants on underneath me, and she's just, like, looking at me. So I was like, well, just rolling with it, you know. So I mean, by the time I was done, I had a sunburn on my face. So she was laughing too. Lori, she was a great gal. Helped me out a lot on my spiritual path. And then the next morning, it was like, I don't know, 2 or 3 in the morning, I could see this white light just shooting through my body. It was rotating, like from my head down to my feet. And it was doing that for a while. And I'm just like, what the heck's going on? So 7:30 came along. I gave her a call. And I go, what the heck did you do to me? And then she goes, why? What are you talking about? I go, I'm sitting there like 2:30, 3 in the morning. This white light was shooting through my body. And she's like, well, I've heard a lot of things that happened before, but that's the first time I've ever heard anybody do that. You know,
okay. So from there, okay, a quick story. Okay, so then you went from there to what? So then now you're becoming more and more powerful. All of this is really coming forth for you. So go ahead from Joe Ray, and then what did you get involved in?
I took Reiki, Jane.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, we understand Reiki. So you took Reiki, and then from there you went to where?
There's a couple other things that I started creating on my own. It's just popping up.
Yes, exactly.
Colors and symbols and numbers.
Okay, good, Okay. And then what about Eric? And then what happened with that? When did that come about for you?
That was Yoon method. Worked with Dr. Yoon stuff, which I still work with quite a bit. Yes, and actually, Allison works with that quite a bit also.
Correct. Okay, so that brings us to now, to here, right?
Right.
Yes, so you are super, super powerful. Okay, now we're going to put you to the side for a second there. Ken, we'd like to speak a little bit with Allison. So just so I want people to really get to know who you are in terms of how you became who you are as far as this mission that you're on. So, Allison, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with Ken and working together on the spiritual path of healing.
Well, I'll try to do it as frank and as a nutshell format as possible. Basically, my spiritual path really whammed me in the face 2004. After two mental breakdowns, the third was my physical breakdown. I literally had to sleep on water to the Dead Man's Float and was diagnosed of a virus that was incurable and three cracked vertebrae. And I walked out of the main establishment in Chicago that said that. It was on Valentine's Day. Called up my friend to take me to the secondhand store to get clothes to be a vagrant on the street. Mm-hmm. And in the two blocks away from there, his car broke down. Walked across the street, shuffled because I couldn't pick up my feet. This gallery walked in, east and west are in art. And I met this energy worker. And she saw me, and within, I don't know, 5-7 minutes, I was able to stand up without holding the wall, stand up straight, jump up and down, turn around, run across the street while my friend's car was still being waited on. 5 o'clock on Valentine's Day in traffic in Chicago, and I walked home and left him. And that was the end of that.
and of course, you found out who that person was that worked on you. Tell us a little bit about her and you.
The late Joanne Sparks, she was one of the workers under Dr. Tam Yuan's method. And I started right from the get-go. And so I started taking classes, 2004 physical and virtual classes from Dr. Tam all the way 2004 until now. And in the process, I met Ken. That was around 2005. And he'd been working on all this stuff. And then Garay and Reiki, he introduced me to all that. And we were creating our own stuff along with the basics of what we learned from other modules. And I work silently in the shadow with other clients. So I don't really have much direct contact with them. And I sort of pick up more accurately with that method. I'm working on, you know, the other stuff, being able to have direct contact with the clients. But right now, we work really good this way.
Okay. That sounds absolutely marvelous. It's amazing how the two of you work so beautifully. I could just feel, you know, your energies together. It's very powerful. Okay, so let me get Zora. Hey, Zora, are you here? I'm getting warm. Zora, where are you?
I'm here.
Zora? Yeah, I'm feeling really warm.
I've been
with
listening.
These two. Yes, could you tell people a little bit about how powerful these two beings are and why they're here? Just tell us a little bit more about what you know about Ken and now Allison and now the two of them.
Well, first off, they're twin flame.
Okay.
And which is a good thing to be. And secondly, they are quite a powerful force to be reckoned with. And also, they have been gifted with, how do you put this, with the healing power of Source.
How many, not too many people have that, right?
No. Not too many have that.
And they have been pre-selected.
Indeed.
So I guess that was all meant to be. You brought that out upon yourself.
And they are also going to be traveling.
They don't know that yet.
They know it now.
Why are they going to be traveling, Zara?
Because of their gifts.
Well, there you go. I mean, if you got source power, I guess you're going to be needed all over the world. Very good. That's an excellent introduction. You know, it's not,
indeed.
Zara has not said that about anyone that we know so far, that
no.
They have the power that you have. So we are utterly blessed for the two of you to be here on our show today. So with that being said, now, because we explain to people what you do, and then let's go ahead and do a little healing for a couple of people. And then I do have two or three questions myself. So could you explain kind of what you do when you do a healing? I mean, so because you're two medical intuitive plus, plus. So go ahead and kind of see what, tell us, try to explain it because it's really hard to understand it.
Well, go into when I'm talking to someone, I just kind of feel their energy in their body and go where it might be the kidneys or liver or whatever. I'll pick up on that, and then I'll see if it's actually theirs or somebody else's. And then whatever it may be, I clear that energy, which is quantum. It's quantum energy.
Beautiful. Okay, can you backtrack just a little bit? So when you see, like, okay, so let's just say it's a kidney. You see when you look at a kidney and let's say it's not normal, we're talking about an organ, but you don't just work on organs. You know, you also work on anything that's negative, entities as well, sometimes negative or just even entities. You could do that as well, right? Pick up on all of that.
Right. Sometimes it's ancestors or relatives or bloodlines, and I'll go do a correction on them because a lot of times it's actually a relative that they're picking up on because energetically they're connected. So I'll go in there,
okay,
and take care of the relative and then disconnect them from the relative because they don't need to go through that person's issues any longer.
Okay, so then when you work, Allison, with Ken, and let's just, and we're going to see a demonstration of this really soon. So what do you do then in the background? You will just say something to Ken, and then you guys can say, oh, yeah, that's right, let's do this, and then away you go, or how does that work?
Well, it starts with whenever he's talking or the other person is talking, whatever triggers the words, because I could hardly, my senses are more intuitive without hearing the whole thing. And so those words that come out, all of a sudden, like a visual, I see a visual. And it's usually something that you'd see, something that's not in this reality. It's sort of... And then I'll tell him that, and all of a sudden he'll pick up on what I said. He'll sort of simplify my quantum visual, and then he'll pick up on how many energies and where it came from and what we have to do with that. And
okay,
then
cool.
When we do the clearings, more stuff comes up. This needs visuals in my mind, not like hallucinations or things in front of me.
Yeah,
it's just,
no, we get it.
You know, yeah, and then we just keep on working with that. So, and then he solidifies it in a nutshell format, you know, resolves it and revolutionizes it, and evolutionizes the whole situation. So then we go on. So it's a quick method. We clear it.
Okay.
Quick. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Mm-hmm. So if the two of you are ready, I'm going to go ahead and bring a couple people in. I don't want to, you know, well, let's just do a couple. We'll see where we go from there. But I do have a couple of questions also for you. So let's go ahead. Mm-hmm. I hope this is if your hand is raised, let me know if this call, if you're raising your hand for Zora, which will be later, or if it's for Ken and Allison. So the individual starting with 805 ending in 7820, I'm going to unmute you. And hi, Hi, is this for Ken and Allison or Zora?
Yes, it's for Ken and Allison.
Okay.
Oh, all right. So tell us, okay, can you turn up your volume a little bit and tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Yeah, hold on. I'll get it off.
Okay.
My name's Donna. I'm calling from California.
Okay, Donna. Hi. Thank you for being here.
Mm-hmm. Hi. I'm kind of tired. For the last month, I've been experiencing, I'm in an apartment building, but I have somebody above me, but I already spoke with the girl, and she's a tiny little girl, and it's just her. She's very light on her feet. And every night I experience heavy walking on the ceiling, like, and I spent the night at my friend's house, and I had it there. So whatever it is, it's following me, and I'm not getting much sleep from it. And so I wanted to know, I wanted a healing on this. I want it to go away.
Well, it's like your eyes, too. You have ghosts actually in your eyes, and you're picking up on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ghosts. So let's work on your eyes, and then we'll work on the ghosts.
Oh, wonderful.
60 of them.
Yeah, one night I heard noise in the walls at my friend's house, so that wasn't there. And then I would hear marching, like I was actually marching in the army or something. That went away, but the walking on the ceiling, the hard pounding, you know, with the feet, whatever, is still there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're doing what they do, and normally they can really speak it out loud, but it would not make any sense to the person, because it's all about it's all about going from ancestors to numbers and whatever else they're visualizing, etc. It's really very, very cool how they do it. All we know is that it's very magical in terms of how they're doing it. And you should begin to be able to feel any differences already within you.
Oh, I'm so grateful for this call. You know, meeting Ken and Allison.
Can you feel anything so far? Can you feel anything?
Yeah, a little lighter, like a little clearer, a little,
yes.
Yeah, not so, yes. Not so much of the, yes,
right.
I do.
You
wow.
do, because I could feel it for you. Yeah, I could feel
yeah.
that. Yeah, it's pretty nice.
My whole living room, I'm in my living room, and the whole living room was lighter for some reason.
Of course.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, very good. So I'm going to, you know, Ken, when you get a chance, if you could just tell us what is happening now with her. My question for you regarding Donna is maybe she's not really aware of who she is and what she can realize that she's really can really has that higher sense of connection with beings that are outside of this reality.
Yes. Yeah, oh, that's so true. I had a vision not too long ago, and it was a man going through a tunnel in robes. He had black and white robes and And then I saw him like in the third eye right in front of me, and he was the most beautiful man I'd ever seen in my life. If I were to draw a picture of the man, it would be him. And then let me tell you one other thing. I'm at the beach the other day, and the whole world opened up to me. I felt it in every cell of my body. And oh my gosh, something's coming in because it's miraculous. It's unbelievable. It never happened.
Hey Donna, are you walking or what are you doing as you're talking?
I'm sitting in the chair in my living room, which is a lot brighter and lighter.
Okay, yeah, because we hear you off and on. Yeah, I know you're excited. Okay, you wanna so let's listen to Allison and Ken and tell them just what they've done and how they can explain what you're going through. Go ahead, Ken.
Okay.
Allison, somebody.
Thank you.
Hi.
Well, she had a number of ghosts hanging out with her. A lot of them were in her eyes, so I got rid of those, sent them off to the light, and she had some other ghosts on the outer part of her like apartment building or something. So it doesn't feel like they're around anymore either. So
okay.
And you got some lung issues going on.
Some what?
Lung issues.
Your lung issues.
Oh, okay.
Lungs. Take a deep breath. Let it go. Okay, how's that feel now?
Good, real good. Yeah, mm-hmm. Felt a different feeling inside of my body. Wow, this is amazing. I don't
know if you heard me, Ken, but you know, because my phone was going in and out. I hope it's not doing it now. But I was at the beach 2 days ago, and I'm standing there looking at the ocean. I never felt this before in my entire life. My whole world opened up. And I felt all this wonderfulness in every cell in my body. So I think I've created something, or the world has created for me. Something's coming in for me. Are you picking up on any of that?
That's part of ascension.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
Mhm.
Feels good. Yeah, I accept that.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so she's pretty clear now, right, Ken?
Yeah.
Yeah, so in the meantime,
okay.
When he was doing this, I had my giant fork, and I was visualizing all the stuff connecting to the optimized love, light, and unity, and to the, you know, the quantum
field,
energy fields. So all the love, light, and unity
beautiful.
Full blast everywhere, blasting everywhere,
whoa.
Every cell molecule, bam. So just I kept on doing that and visualizing.
I think it's going out to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Okay. Great.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you, Donna. Thank you for being
thank
our first
you.
Guest
I'm very
for today.
Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. All right, Donna. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Let's do one more. And so our next person is 916 ending in 5380.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello. This is Laura.
Yes.
Hey, Laura.
Yes, hi, Laura.
Hi.
Hi, sorry.
I just have some things I'd like some assistance with.
Mm-hmm.
Like chronic pain, migraines, backaches, whatever stands out the most.
What have you ever been in a car accident or gymnast or anything like that?
Oh, no.
No? Okay, so you're picking up on others. So let's see, how many others are you picking up on? Well, tens, hundreds, thousands, millions. So you're picking up on the collective, actually. How long have you been going through this?
About 15 years now.
17 years?
15 years.
Hey, Ken, is she... hold on a second, Ken. Laura, are you a healer?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, never mind. You're really a real empath. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dr. Ken.
All right, so you're picking up on a lot of other people, so let's clear their connections. Tens of millions, 1, 2, 3. 63 million. She's picking up on it. Oh, so
that's overweight.
Even.
The fatigue is what gets me the most.
Isn't some of the fatigue also part of the ascension symptoms that some people have as well, Ken?
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does feel like that.
Mm-hmm. It's really, really amazing how they have developed their technique to be able to do what they do.
Well, it's interesting because I feel hot, cold, clammy, and like a warm breeze. This is kind of cool.
That's what happens to me.
Yeah, they do have that impact on people sometimes.
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh my God, how is that possible?
I hear Allison. For some of the people that are out there that can really feel energy, you guys got to be able to feel this too, because I can really feel it. It's amazing.
I can feel all the way up my spine, and that's a good thing.
That's a very good thing.
Well, my head's like something's going on there.
Aha. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Very good. So this is kind of how they do this, everyone. For those of you that would like to have a healing with Ken and Allison. So even though they're silent and they're doing their work energetically, you know, that. But what you do then is you just kind of sit, take it in, and see if you could feel any lightness. You could feel a little bit of a difference. You can feel what's happening. And even if you don't feel the energy, it's so there's no way you cannot feel the energy. I guess is really what I'm trying to say. Some can feel it more profoundly. But they do have an amazing talent, abilities in terms of really helping a lot of people. So if we don't, it looks like you've got a few hands raised here, Ken and Allison, but we're just going to take one more after this, and then we're going to share with them how they can reach you so that they can people can have their own healings with you. Thank
you.
Okay,
Laura, how do you feel now?
Yes.
How do you feel now?
Okay, Laura.
All my hurt spots feel warm, and I don't feel pain in them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Got energy moving.
Walk around a lot. Yeah, go ahead and walk around, Laura, see what you feel.
Well, it's much better. I don't feel like I'm going to fall over once I stand up.
Good.
A little very lightheaded, but not like it's vertigo.
Mm-hmm.
It's
right,
just energy
exactly.
Going through.
Yeah, just energy.
How
great
do you follow
energy.
This up with the best way?
Right, I was going to ask them to tell you that. Okay, so what does she need to do now to continue to affirm the healing that she has? Drink water, obviously, because it's a conductor of energy. And what else would you like to suggest for her? To protect herself or protect, there's a lot of empaths that need protection when they're doing healing work or you're with a lot of people. So what would be the best thing to do for that?
For her, it seems like some kind of a crystal would be best.
I just got two new ones I have on me right now.
Okay. Do you have them right in front of you or what right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Grab one of them. Or are they both the same? Or
They're similar. They're different types of quartz.
Okay. Let's see how strong that is for keeping unwanted energy away.
Put them in your hands.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good crystal there for you.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah, keep that close to you. That's your protection.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, Ken, you know, as we're moving more into being crystalline-based rather than carbon-based, I think it's really important when people have their crystals on them or around them.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Medicine Man gave me one, and I always slept. I had it, like, underneath my pillow, and I woke up one day, and it was shattered. It wasn't in pieces, but it was, you could, yeah. And he's just like, yeah, something came after you. So, yeah, those crystals are really important.
Yeah.
So maybe it could be more.
Okay.
Yeah, I
want
to say hi to Elizabeth. I want to say hi to Elizabeth Kavanaugh. I haven't got back to her. I'm sure she's probably listening today. I will get back to you. I've been pretty busy.
We're going to keep Ken and Allison busy, Elizabeth. They are going to call you back. Ken's going to call you back. Okay, so Laura, thank you so much for being here and helping with our demonstration for today. And go ahead, stay with that. Stay with it. Keep your energies warm, you know, really high. Say enjoy and welcome, you know, the higher frequencies of manifestations that are coming to you. All right. Good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. One last one, guys. That's it. And then we're going to tell you a little bit about how to be able to contact them. All right. So last one is 732 ending in 0967. 0967. Please tell us who you are or who you are. Hello.
Hello. Hi, this is Derek from New Jersey.
Oh, hello, Derek.
Hello, Derek.
How are you? Okay. What do I need to say?
Depending
well,
on
how do you feel? What would you like worked on?
Well, I have, there's three things the doctors have said wrong with me, but mainly I have advanced glaucoma. And I would like to be able to see a lot clearer. Yes. That's one of them that I would like to do. My urologist wants to give me a test where he wants to just go in and peek at something they just saw on an X-ray. And then I have another doctor that does thyroids because he said I had hypothyroidism. Because my blood test said that I had a lot of calcium in the blood work. So he wants to take out one of the thyroids. He said, I had three. I said, so if I have three, doesn't that mean that I need the three? He says, you can survive with two. And I've been putting those two off. But I really want to be able to see clearer and because this, I've been going to the doctor for my eyes. I've had a couple of eye operations where they put tubes in to drain the liquid for the eyes. But I'm still not seeing as clear as I want to.
Yeah, that's,
well,
that's that all comes down to your thyroid.
So he's got three thyroids.
Well, you could have four.
And
all right.
Rid of those. You can eliminate them.
Take it easy.
I know, Benny. You're excited.
It's something about thyroid. When thyroid comes up, he kind of loses it. So we'll work on the thyroid and see what's going on there.
But it's just a thyroid. One of the things he said is, the thyroid would make me weak. I do feel I don't have a lot of energy.
Yeah.
He said that was because of the thyroid, too.
Yeah, well, we'll clear up what's around your thyroid, and then we'll see how you feel.
Okay.
All right. So, let's see.
They're doing a lot of work on you right now, Derek.
I can feel something going on in my throat.
Good, good. Yeah. See, so far this is the third person that they're working on, and one can actually really feel. So all you do is just sit and just kind of feel what is happening within the body, your body. Subtle changes. But again, your job when everything is done, everybody's done, then is just to, you know, eat properly, drink water, you know, just to absorb all of that beautiful energy you just received. And then, you know, so it's all about taking care of this body that we have temporarily borrowed. And it's an amazing vessel that we need to keep clean and keep healthy in the best way we can. So, because we all have a mission. If you're on this call or Q's call or any spiritual call, we're all on a mission together to save the humanity, save the earth, et cetera. But we have to save ourselves first, and that is to get us back to full health. So,
right, but I do drink structured water all
okay.
the time. That's all I use is structured water.
Okay. Good, good for you. We'll ask Ken also. Yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'll ask Ken and Allison also what they think that you should have around you to help you to stay as healthy as possible or do as healthy,
okay.
you know, that will help you as well. Okay. So where are you feeling the lightness now?
I'm still feeling a little... If you would drink in a soda, a little feeling in my throat right now. That's what I'm feeling the most.
Mm-hmm.
The eyes.
Okay.
I can't really. It looks like I'm seeing. I'm not sure. I have to be outside to really see if I'm seeing. A lot clearer, but it feels a little clearer.
Yeah. So remember what Zora tells us all of the time when you get a healing, whether it's from Zora or anybody else. You know, when you are cleared up and cleansed, you know, of any of the negative energies or whatever else is happening in the body, physical stuff, you know, you have to really do your part to stay aware and to do what you need to do to keep yourself back and to stay in health. And it's always a reminder that you are a powerful divine being, and that's who you are, that you're not the body. And so the more you listen to the body or you feel the body is getting ill, then you refute that and ignore that and say, I am all powerful. I am perfectly healthy. And the more you think on the positive direction rather than on the negative, the more you empower yourself to be that.
Yes.
Make sense?
Yes. Right. Yes, makes sense.
Okay. So let's wait for Ken and Allison, see what they have come up with so far for you.
Yeah, this is—it's going to be more than a one and done with you. There's a lot of stuff going on, but
yeah.
How do you feel now? How are your eyes?
The my left eye was the one that's giving me the problem. It felt like there was like something was in it all the time. I don't feel that now. It feels like that's been lifted. That's not there anymore. It's not really feel like there's a restriction in the eye.
Okay.
Yeah, I also feel that you do need to talk with them again.
Yes.
So that they can work
more
with you. So as soon as we get done here, we'll give everybody the information that they can go ahead and reach out to, you know, to Ken and Allison. So, I can feel energy, so I can really feel, you know, some work having, you know, being done on you, but not complete yet.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe, again, a lot of it also is what your body can handle so far. You know, it's only,
right.
You know, the body can only handle a certain amount of work, and then you just kind of have to wait for it to work, and then go back again for more work.
Right. Well, I'm of the mindset of give me the full blast, and I'll take the chance.
No, you don't want lightning to hit you.
Okay.
Your body won't let you anyways. It only works on some people like Ken or Allison. It doesn't work for a lot of people like the rest of us. Are you kidding?
Okay.
No.
Come to think, you treated at least 100 times with the vacuum cleaner, so maybe I did get electrocuted. I didn't even know it.
Don't worry, I'll set you up.
See, Allison? Oh my gosh. Oh,
no,
see, at least it was very positive for them, not for us.
I guess just have a moist hand plugging in your vacuum cleaner. You can get a slight hold of this experience, huh?
You're super sensitive, the both of you. All right. So what do we do? How are we doing with Derek so far? Otherwise, we need to move forward from here.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing? How are you doing, Derek? How do you feel?
The left eye, which was really bothering me more so than the right eye, that feels good now. I felt a little tingling in my throat.
Good.
So I don't know what that means, but
that's part of your thyroid. Do you have a problem swallowing at all, or?
No.
No?
I used to sing, but because of that, it kind of affected my voice also.
Okay. There's still something in the skull. Is it just
throat chakra? Is
it sabotage? Throat chakras?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Okay, let's see.
We can hear them working together in the background.
Okay. All right, how's this throat feel now?
It feels smooth now.
Better.
No swallowing problem, but it feels good.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel it now. That's better. Much better.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
All right. Ken, Allison, beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, very much.
I still
want to get in touch with you.
Okay, so here we go, everyone. Now that we have had, Allison and Ken give their stories of how they've become their powerful healers intuitively, I have a couple of questions before I let you go. I'm going to go ahead and a couple of questions, and then let's go ahead and give everyone information so that they can go ahead and contact you. So my question right now is, everybody is off center. So what is the best way from your point of view in terms of how, what would you recommend for people to stay grounded and to feel centered? And what would be your suggestion, at least to stay? Well, let's just start with that. How should people stay centered and more grounded from your point of view?
Well, what I do to stay grounded is I visualize an eagle claw going down to the center of the earth and holding the center, and with a cord like coming up to your ankle.
Hey, Allison, do you have another way?
I have that beam of light that is almost solid because it's so severely bright, and it's up and down and circular all around, like top to the heavens beyond and all the way back down to the center of the earth and out. And then it just is, and then it's spinning. So it's constantly throwing all those unwanted energies off.
Okay, so when it's spinning, is it counterclockwise, or is it counterclockwise or clockwise?
All directions. See, so every because every layer of the light is spinning, so they're cleaning up that layer per se, and it's just like, and then it looks like it's going one direction. Really, it looks like it's going in a counterclockwise, right? Even though it's all spin, it's not really.
It's all over the place.
Like, yeah.
Like you. Okay, good. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So tell us explain it a little bit more simply so people can kind of get it, and so that they can begin kind of to do it for themselves. So you think, where does it start? Where does it start?
Okay, well, I just, in a nutshell, just like, it's like a douche, an energetic douche going through every cell quantumly in your cellular infrastructure.
So is that coming from the cosmos? Is it coming from the central sun, or where is it coming from?
True source.
Okay, so cosmos. Okay, so that's from above your crown. All right, so see that coming from source, and then it's just kind of spinning all over the place, and then it's a what kind of a light? Is it a white light? Is it a golden light? What is it kind of, what is it?
It's
rainbow light? What is it?
Value of every white, bright, yellows, goldens that you could possibly imagine, and then those colors you can't even see.
Okay, so why don't we do this? We're going to have you do this, Allison. Do this for all of us so we can follow you and we can feel that energy. Okay, so everybody, just go ahead, close your eyes, and you do that. You do that for all of us, Allison.
Okay.
And we'll all feel it. Okay, let's do it.
Okay. Okay.
So verbally, tell us what you're doing, or what you're seeing.
Well, right now I'm sort of in that. I'm a musical composer, but with my tuning fork, I got a giant one.
Gotcha.
Okay, just constantly doing circles and infinite waves of continuity, and visualizing the whole every energy field possible, just saturated and saturated, concentrated with the saturated light going from every direction. And then when I'm seeing that right now, I see this dark, a little itsy bitty dark core in there, and that's what we got to get rid of. We got to spit that out, you know. So so much light is surrounding it, and now all of a sudden this black thing that's been hidden forever is emerging. So now we can spin that and spit it right out. Okay, right now, it's spitting out right now, and it just disappeared into this black hole, and the black hole just poofed away. But now that light is still spinning. I'm seeing this whole light ball all over up close quantumly. So everywhere I'm looking, it's everywhere. So I don't know how close I'm zooming in with my visual field, but basically it's all over. So no matter what is coming out, it's clean. Like, you know, separating the blood cells spinning. It's like centrifuge everywhere. And then, so I keep that going. Then
okay.
I throw that big light ball into the swimming pool, and if there's a family going on, I throw that whole family in the swimming pool. And then that swimming pool is all full of this gold light. All their surroundings is full of rainbows, so they get coated with all this wonderfulness. And it keeps on going, even when they have to take a lunch break. So I see them swimming in the pool, you know, stuff like that. Okay. So they're constantly getting cleansed. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so that was also for everybody that was listening, that they felt that energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for all of you, you should have felt that. Ken? Did you want to add to that, or how? What are you feeling now for everybody?
Well, I got a. I can say, let's see how many times this is. 22 times. I'm gonna say I love you 22 times. So here we go. For everybody out there, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you, 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 love you, I 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 love you.
Whoa, nice. That's beautiful. All right, everybody. I hope you felt that. I felt it. All of us felt that all together. All right. So now, thank you, thank you, thank you for the two of you. We are so blessed that you've been on our call. So now we need to also, for everyone that has been listening to this call, so you could share this call also with others so that they want to be able to share it with people that they know of the wonderful, magical healing a power of Ken and Allison, they can also reach out to them. So with that being said, Ken, please tell everyone, this is Ken Wagner, and this is Allison Reese. That's how I say it, right? Allison Reese?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So if you want to be able to reach out to them, you could do so by email, because if it was by phone, they don't have a secretary yet. So please just email them, and they will get back to you. So Ken, tell us your email address, please.
Oh, geez. What is it?
Okay. So his email is kennethwagner05@gmail.com. I'm going to spell it out for everybody. Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H. Wagner, W-A-G, huh?
That's low case, too.
Yeah, right.
Small.
Okay,
yeah.
So again, yeah, all lowercase, guys. K-E-N-N-E-T-H, W-A-G-N-E-R, @gmail.com. I'm going to say it one more time, and it's on the newsletter.
K-E-N-N-E-T-H.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, delete the other one. KennethWagner05@gmail.com. What is the 05 anyway, Ken?
I don't know. It showed up one time. I don't even know how I got on there, to tell you the truth.
Oh, okay. Well, we won't even ask. We won't even go there. All right. KennethWagner05@gmail.com. KennethWagner05@gmail.com. So with that being said, you two are absolutely marvelous, amazing, amazing healers of our world. We thank you so much for being here on our call, and I'm sure we'll have you back on our call again. So
great.
Thank you both. We love you. We love you. We love you. Blah, blah, blah. Forever, forever. So and, we'll talk with you soon. Thank you. Thank you so much. Ken, and Ken with Allison. You guys are a really great duo. We love you, and thank you. Have a great, great
day.
Yes. Right.
Everyone listening, have a good day also. Bye.
Okay. All right. All right. Watch your emails. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Okay. All right, bye. All right. Okay. All right, so Ken and Allison are no longer with us. And wasn't that a wonderful way for healing, right? Okay. So now here we are, and I think I lost Zareya. Oh, for goodness sakes. I don't know what happened there. Let me go find Zareya, because now Zora's going to be coming here. All right, let's see. Here we go.
The call dropped.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I'm sorry, honey. Well, there you are. Wasn't that a wonderful call with Ken and Allison?
Of course it was. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, do you have anything else to say? Otherwise, we could go ahead and continue the show with your father with probably a bunch of Q&As and messages for everyone for today.
Well, let's go with the Q&A.
Okay. All right. Let's go with, how about we go with your dad, and we'll go from there. And if anybody asks some questions for you, then we'll bring you back. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Before you go, hey, Zareya, where are you going to go? Do you know?
No. How would I know that? I just find myself either on top of a pterodactyl or swimming in the ocean or whatever.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Hey, I got a question for you before you leave. You know,
what?
In regards to hollow earth, I think the real topic that I want to discuss with your father today is the separation that is moving right now. Because everyone now that are the light workers, the spiritual workers and warriors or whatever you want to call us, you know, we're moving in that direction even more so now as the energies are moving higher or getting stronger and stronger. And then the people that are asleep are kind of, we're saying rather they're not moving with us because they have to be where they are. So when that happens, as it's happening very, very gradually, what would be your suggestion for people in that as we move in an opposite direction of where our loved ones or members or families that know that they don't believe as we believe? What happens to them? Do you know that?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay. Well, so go back. Let's go back to Hollow Earth then. So in Hollow Earth, you only know that you're always together. Does anybody, ascend to elsewhere at a certain time? Do other people know that when they decide to do that?
Yes.
Okay. So let's just say you and I are in Hollow Earth, and I'll say, hey, Zareya, I've been here in Hollow Earth now for a few thousand years, and I feel like I'd like to leave Hollow Earth, and I want to go elsewhere, right? I want to go to a different direction. I want to go to Orion or something like that, or I want to go to
Jupiter
or something like that. You say enjoy your trip. So there is no passing away kind of thing like they do over here on 3D,
no.
Right?
Absolutely not.
No. Yeah, so aren't you going to miss me, though, if I'm going away and you're still there in Hollow Earth? I guess it's really because a lot of people go through a grieving process, you know, whether a person gets ill or a person, you know, ascends. You know, there's always that, oh, I'm really going to miss that person.
And most likely I'd go with you.
Okay, so, but if you didn't go with me, so for the people that stay in Hollow Earth, for example, family members, like your sisters, wouldn't they miss you?
No, we'd still be in constant communication through telepathy.
Oh, so it's like you never left anyway, correct?
Right.
Okay, so when people ascend from here to wherever they decide they want to go, right? And in this case, I'll ask your dad where they go. But anyways, so when they go, they still are very present if they want to be or if the person that's here wants them to be always around, right? There is no separation at all, even here on 3D. Is that correct?
On what?
No separation from those that have ascended already.
No, there's no separation.
Okay. So I wanted to bring that up because I still, because people still feel that separation because they're in 3D. We're in 3D in this, in
well,
this
yeah,
physicality.
Of course, yeah. In the physicality, of course, right? Yeah, you miss
right.
whatever. But.
Yeah.
But in Hollow Earth, that
it,
doesn't occur.
Right. But you know, what's really cool about Hollow Earth is you have a body there, but you're also higher dimensional as well. So you're not actually
yeah.
a spirit being. Because, you know,
no.
you know, we always talk about, well, we are spirit in nature. So when we say we're spirit in nature, in Hollow Earth, you're not spirit in nature. People in the sixth dimension are not spirit in nature, are they?
No.
Or they can be.
If they want to be.
Not really. No, because I think the physicality
only if
of
they
the
only if they choose to be.
Yeah, but even in the sixth even in sixth density, you could be spirit.
If you want to be.
Okay. Well, I suppose you can do anything you wish after you once you get into full fifth, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. That's interesting. It's good to know.
When you achieve full fifth dimension, that's where you're able to see your loved ones that have passed on before you.
Yeah. In body. You see them in body, right? Not spirit.
Yeah. No, in body.
Correct. In body. I don't think, I'm going to ask your father, I don't think the movement from physicality in terms of a body, I mean, in six-dimensional body is perfect body. What we have here is a human body, but it's not really our body anyways, right?
That's true.
Do you want to talk a little bit about that? Because we always have known when we come here, we incarnate. We have been every color, every sex, every animal or whatever we wanted to do at that time somewhere else. And then we've come here in a physical body, but it's not ours.
Right. You're not your body, in other words.
Right. Right. So the body that you have right now, this is your body, right?
Yeah.
This is your true body that you have presently, correct?
Well, that kind of points right out, yeah.
I would like to say that because Billy is not like us guys. She definitely is not from here. She's here in physicality, but has been shrunk, right? But you still have the body that you would have in Hollow Earth. However,
except a lot taller and a different color.
Taller, better structure, more muscle. No fat, I mean more, you know, like the people like in Telos, right? So that's
right.
Very robust and healthy.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the transformation that we are moving into as we are ascending more and more. And the more we go through the process of ascension, the more we become more of our true nature. The more we become healthier and healthier rather than sicker and sicker. Correct?
Correct. Now, understand, see, when it comes to healing in Hollow Earth, the atmosphere itself is healing. So the moment you arrive in Hollow Earth, whatever was wrong with you on the surface is gone. Literally gone. Because your body is in full health once you enter into our domain of Hollow Earth. Because the atmosphere itself is healing.
Right.
So there's no illness down there.
Okay.
There's no, you know, it's just nothing, it doesn't exist. Everyone down there is healthy. You know, just the way it is.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. So I think we are ready to go for, oh my gosh, I better keep quiet. We need to do some Q&As with your dad before the hour is over. Okay. So go ahead and, if you will, bring your dad through. Everybody, make sure that you've got your headbands on.
Beloved gods and goddesses, how be you this wondrous, glorious, and loving day?
Hi, Zora. Thank you so much for being here. I've got my headband on. I hope everybody has theirs, too, because I know you'll be
Indeed.
Looking, right? Okay.
Of course.
So before we get started for Q&A, Zora, can you do give us a nice boost, please? Your
Five,
energy.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive. For the gods and goddesses of our being, we are in perfect health and joy and peace and harmony.
Indeed.
And we know it.
Of course.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much for that, Zora. So we've been talking a little bit with Zoraya about, you know, the people in Telos who also, like Hollow Earth, live in a physical body and realize that there is no separation between people. So two things, Zora. When, in terms of physicality, how many densities does it take before we leave a body? So when we leave this 3D body that we have been borrowing for over and over the incarnations that we have had, we will move back to who we were prior to coming here. So for many of us, that would be in a physical body like we have here, but different, right? Because it's more, as Adama said, it's more robust and healthy, et cetera, but it still has skin and bones and all of the different attributes that the physical body, human body has, right? But better, a whole lot better, obviously. Is that correct? Zora?
Yes.
Yeah, so describe your bodies versus our bodies that we have at a higher dimension. So you're sixth dimension anyway. So tell us more about those bodies versus our bodies that we're just borrowing. Well, first of all, so we are borrowing this body every lifetime we've changed, correct?
Mm-hmm.
We put on a different costume, as they say.
Yes.
Right. So that obviously is part of the experience we wanted to go through in order to be able to learn from, right?
Right.
So when we
Indeed.
So we choose, like, at this time, how do we know we're not going to be reincarnating again? I mean, this is the ascension path. So the people that are on this path are never going to have to go back to experience 3D anymore, correct?
That is correct. Understand,
okay.
What you call the past life experiences are over.
Are we talking about for planet Earth?
Reincarnation. Reincarnation is over. There's no need for it.
For anyone.
It's all over with, because once they slated the Earth for ascension and its people for ascension, there was no need for reincarnation after that.
Okay. So my question then is that there are people that are going to be moving and are moving into full fifth dimension. What about the people that are not at
Indeed.
Our level? What happens to them? What happens to them?
Well, when the time is right, they'll be teleported to the sister Earth that's on the far side of your sun.
Which looks direct. So they will continue to experience 3D until they have evolved, right, on that Earth.
Indeed, yes.
And everyone on
this world will be fifth dimension, or fifth density, I should say.
Oh, so we'll stay here on Terra Crista.
That's right. Until the gathering, and then of course you'll sojourn elsewhere.
Okay. So, right now, as people are ascending, are some of the people ascending to, you know, if they're on the ascension path, does everyone who is ascending go to New Jerusalem or to the Creatorship? Because they're one and the same. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
They are?
New Jerusalem is, as it so states, it's New Jerusalem. And, of course, it is quite quite large. If you were to look through a telescope toward Venus, you would see a vessel that is in front of Venus, and it is elongated. If you look through a telescope, it looks elongated. And if you have a more powerful telescope, you will actually see the dome over it.
Oh, okay. So this is different from the creator starship or creator ship that Q speaks about. Is that correct? Different then?
Yes. Yes, different.
It is. Okay. So why are there two different big ships that are there for us? Why Creator Starship and then the New Jerusalem? Why is that?
That's just the way it was.
It doesn't really matter, right?
No, it doesn't.
So when people are ascending from here, where do they go? I mean, they could go on a galactic ship for that matter, or any other ship that they
it
want.
It depends where they choose to go. Once they ascend, they can go wherever they wish.
Yeah, they can. They don't have to necessarily go to New Jerusalem, right? Or to the Creatorship.
No.
They can go wherever they want to go.
Indeed, back to their home world if they wish.
Oh, yeah, to a different constellation if they want, right?
Indeed.
Where they're actually from.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. All right. So going back to the ascension process. Okay. So let's just say that our families who have not believed have not believed as we have believed. They're not going to know the difference between this Earth and the Earth that they're going to be occupying, right? Everything will be the same for them as it was here as we are ascending. Is that correct?
That is correct. The other world is identical to this one.
Yeah, so if we're over there at our, let's just say we go through this ascension process, we're still on Terra Crista because we're ascending with her, right?
Indeed.
indeed. So we stay put. They get teleported. But when they go over to the sister Earth that looks just like this, and we're here, how are they going to know? They're going to miss us, right? Or are we going to be clones there? Or, no what?
They won't miss you.
They won't miss us because?
You will already have ascended.
Right.
They won't miss you because that process has already been done.
I think I missed something. So if we're ascending, and then the ones that are not awakened yet go to Sister Earth, and we're going and we're staying here, how can they not miss us? Because they'll miss us. It's like, oh, you're going on vacation, that's all right, we know you'll be back. Right, but that's not how it is. We won't be there.
No, you won't be there because you will have ascended.
Correct. But aren't they the ones that are going to be in the Sister Earth going to miss me, my family that's not awake,
just,
who's going to go there?
Just like
they
you would have.
They're going to say, hey, where's Jane? Or where's Billy in that case?
You're missing the point of ascension.
Okay, tell us again, Zora.
When
I'm
you ascend.
About us. Yes.
When you ascend, all thoughts of your existence after you have ascended will not even be in their minds, because
really?
they will know you have ascended.
They will know that?
When people ascend nowadays, now in the present day and time,
right.
When people ascend, they ascend one of two ways. They either take the body with them,
right,
or they leave the body behind.
We understand
that
part.
Now, if you are ascending,
yes,
in one way or the other,
right,
they're going to mourn your ascension. And however they experience it. Because once you have ascended, you're no longer in their thoughts. Because you've ascended.
That's going to be really tough because everybody's going to have so many people that are going to be ascending.
And that's true.
So you're going to have half the planet that are going to be mourning as we are all ascending, at least.
For a time, yes. And then after that, they'll go about their lives, and you'll be already ascended.
And they won't even know that they're on a different planet.
No.
So they will be going through a grieving process, is what I'm asking.
A minor one, yes. But the thing about it is ascension is ascension.
Right.
Bottom line, ascension is ascension. And once you've ascended, in their understanding, you have perished.
Oh,
so,
3D understanding.
Yes. So,
wow.
So that's why when once you ascend, you're in their thoughts for a time, but after that, no reason to continue thinking about you because you're gone.
Yeah. That's really kind of sad for them then. They have to continue to be in that 3D until they evolve to their own ascension process.
Most of the ones on this world that ascend is going to be a glorious event. For those that have are missing their loved ones, it will be a short mourning period. But after that, they'll know, well, they've gone on to a better place, which we, which you have.
I thought that when people are, hey Zora.
Well,
I thought
yes.
that when we all ascend and the people that are not awakened yet are, as you say, teleported to Sister Earth, that you know they're not gonna know that we're gone because we'll be clones over there. No,
of course not. Why would you be?
Well,
no, you're not a clone. You won't be a clone. Understand, the term clone is a slang term. Understand, sure. it's what's termed as an experiment.
In
recreation. But the recreation of a clone has no, what you call, emotion.
Right. Right.
So
yeah, we know. They don't have
It's not really you. It's not really you.
Yeah. So they won't even have a, they won't, it won't be a, so yeah, so no clones.
No. No clones.
Oh, okay. All right.
Clones don't work.
No clones, guys.
Clones don't work. Clones are a failed experiment.
Yeah, that's called an AI, Zora. Okay. All right. Okay, so
are you going to ask your questions or are you going to not have time for questions?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry, everybody. Okay, let's go ahead and get some questions for Zora. I'm going to go ahead and take it from the bottom up, everybody. I'm so sorry I took space here. All right. 443 ending in 3632. Please tell us, Ken and Allison are not here. Hello, 443 ending in 3632. You have a question for Zora?
Hello, Jane. This is Obi.
Yes.
I'm calling from Houston.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm very well. I have a question, but before that, I would like to make a statement on what you just finished talking about ascension.
Okay, better tell everybody what your first name is again.
Obi.
Right. Okay, everybody, this is Obi. Okay, go ahead.
Yes.
All right, Obi.
So, my understanding of ascension is just like when we go to school, at the point of graduation, some people leave and others may not leave. Of course, you miss your friends who leave, but you don't miss them for too long. It's outlived after a short while because you get busy, they get busy, you move on to whatever, you know, activities are ahead of you, and life goes on. So this is my understanding, yes, of ascension.
Oh, very good. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. I just wanted to kind of clarify that for people. You know, because,
yes.
You know, yeah. Okay, but, and I love that you mentioned that as well. So, yes, you're absolutely correct. Thank you,
yes.
Obi. Did you have a question for Zora or no?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
My question is about vows. Why do we need to make, like, marriage vows? Or religious vows.
Understand what do you term as vows is what you call a misunderstanding of true marriage.
Okay.
Now, understand, whenever you come together in the Native American culture,
yes.
or in our culture in Hollow Earth, you stay together as long as you both shall love one another. And that is the true form of marriage. It has nothing to do with a ring or a ceremony. It's simply you come together and you stay together as long as you love each other. Once you, if you decide else later down the road, you decide you want to be with another, then you go with another. No such thing as divorce, anything of that nature. You simply agree to go in your relation and go with another. There's no what you call, it is, as long as you both shall love one another, you're married.
Mm-hmm.
So it has nothing to do with a ceremony or a ring. A ring is a sign of ownership. So why would you want to have a ring on your finger and that your husband owns you? No, he doesn't own you. You own yourself.
Right.
Yes.
Hey, you both, we all agree. We agree on this basis. Because in Hollow Earth, do you guys have any ceremonies in Hollow Earth about marriage or anything, or no? You just come together? How does that work
in Hollow Earth? We just come together, and we celebrate the union, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, do you have a big party?
Well, what you call a party. you come together with your mate, and of course, you know, the family of the wife and the family of the husband.
The other side, yeah,
They just come together for a brief ceremony, and that's the end of it. Anyway.
It's not a big deal.
No,
okay.
it's not a big deal.
And you don't call each other husband or wife either. What do you call each other?
Beloveds.
Ah, all right. Very good. Thank you. All right, Obi. That was very good, Obi. I love that.
Thank you very much, Zora.
Indeed.
Thanks, Obi. Very good. Very good. We're on the same page.
Thank you.
All right, that was great. Thank you. All right, I'm going to go pick this one up right now so I could. So this one is just came up, 231 ending in 9300. 231? Oh, here, I got to turn you on here. 231 ending in 9300. You're on the air with Zora.
Hi, can you hear me?
Of course.
Yes. And your
Hello?
Name? Yes.
Howard.
Your name? Oh, Howard.
Howard.
And you're from?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Howard from?
I'm from South Carolina.
Hey.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. I actually have two questions. I don't know which is more important to me, so if I can ask two. The first one I've been wondering about for a long time, and maybe you can't answer it directly. I don't know. But I heard some comments a while back. I listened to all the series with Q, and I've had a lot of questions in my mind since about it. I've been doing A Course in Miracles for quite a while. But there's a lot of things about it that don't synchronize with other things I'm learning now.
Right.
And I'm wondering,
what things are you speaking of?
Yeah, you have to be real specific. Be real specific,
okay. Howard. I'm wondering who wrote it or who gave it to the two people. Did it come from Jesus? I just don't know sometimes.
Yeah. It's a big spiritual book, Zora. It's A Course in Miracles. And it's, William, what's your name again? William, Williamson, I forget her name. She's spoken a lot about that book. Many of us have Mary Ann, right. So do you know about that book, The Course in Miracles, Zora? It's a big, and a lot of people have gone through it because it's all part of our spiritual awakening or, our spiritual path, because it's a really good book. So give Zora an example of what you might be questioning in it. Not so much the source, but what is in it that kind of did you have a question about? There's
a
lot in that.
When I listen to Q, I'm all for simplicity. I like the idea of looking inside for my answers, and I like the idea of doing what I'm excited about. Well, that nails it down from 900 pages and 365 exercises. And
correct.
I just think sometimes it says in there, whoever, you know, gave that to them, it says, you know, everything is about experience. It's not about intellectualizing and so on. And learning all this stuff, there's been some really great things in my life, but at this point, I feel like I could probably burn the book. I don't need it.
Yes,
at this point.
Yeah, you don't need it. You don't need it, Howard.
Yeah.
I know. I've been that route. So that's what's really so wonderful about this evolution that we're on, is that some of the stuff that we learned way back then, we can just kind of let go of that. And now we've got, you know, you've got Q, we've got Zora. They're all about simplicity. So you move forward because a lot of that, oh, yeah, that stuff was good. That was okay. I got the history. I understand a lot of things from it. But now you've grown to where you are today.
Thank you, Jane. I feel like that. And my other question is correlated to that. But because
go
of
ahead.
What Q has said about how he came here and what he went through, it opened my eyes to very young childhood experiences that I had. And it came through even Scientology and other things, because Ron Hubbard used to talk about it a lot.
I remember.
I know I was, but now I want one of those super soldiers to help me get rid of the last implant.
Okay. You know what you could do?
Yeah.
Okay. I would probably suggest that you try, I want you to email Ken. Ken is really good.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking
Ken.
About next. Thank you.
Yeah, I would do that because he can really see outside of your sphere. Right.
Okay. Okay. I feel very good about this part of my life because the information and the experiences I have has got me to a point, but I feel like I'm, you know, repressing things at a certain point, and I'm at a level where it's just like, geez, I want to just bypass all of the other stuff and talk to source directly. So. Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, no, here. Do you have a question for Zora, personally?
That was the question. Maybe I should be asking Q, but
No, you could
ask
Zora.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, ask Zora.
My question is, okay, Zora?
Oh, let me see. I want to make sure that Zora is still here with us. Hey, Zora?
Okay.
I'm here.
Okay, go ahead. Ask your question again, because you and I were just chit-chatting. This is Howard. Howard has a question for you.
Indeed.
My question is about implants.
What about them?
And how to get rid of the last one, I feel like it is, from listening to Q.
Yes. He feels that he has an implant.
And what is the symptom of it?
Well, it's been an overactive sex drive that was not always the best thing in the world for me. I've had a lot of relationships, and the whole thing of having one partner and like you were talking about, as long as we both show love. I've been married 3 times, and I'm 80 years old, and I would like to have a partner at some times and not go through all of the other things that I feel like Q was talking about, that these people can what did he call it? Cut and paste
right.
ideas that I've overcome, but I would like to not ever think about the same things again.
Right. So he, hey, Zara?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, so so the implant is, the implant that he has within is kind of put him into like an over sex drive. And he can't seem to kind of get back into, you know, some homeostasis, some balance within his life because of that implant, which is related to sexual drive, overdrive. So what do you, can you scan him?
Mm-hmm. Well,
so and I don't know, Howard, how you know that you have an implant, but let's just see what Zara has to say. Go ahead, Zara.
Okay.
I want you to count from 5 to 1, and then I want you to place both your hands over your heart.
Okay, I have. I think you can still hear me. I have to set the phone down.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, we can. Yeah, we can hear you
okay.
For sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I receive.
I receive.
From the God of my being.
From the God of my being.
The parasite that was.
I'm sorry,
that was,
the what?
The parasite that was. That was latched onto your right ventricle. That was latched onto your right ventricle.
Your
is now gone.
Ventricle.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. Could you say what was latched onto it?
A parasite was latched onto
your
right
heart.
In your heart mind.
Yes.
In
yes,
your heart.
Okay. The parasite that was is no more.
The parasite that was is no more.
And I know it.
And I know it.
Now, how do you feel? Yeah. Lighter.
Yes. Yeah, see what you feel.
Well, except for pressing my hands into my chest about 100 pounds, I feel a lot better. Wow.
Of course you do.
You know, because I just, this is my ascension. This is so important to me. Yeah.
Of course.
Indeed.
Wow. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. So focus on your ascension. Let go. This is part of the limitations that we experience, whatever the area is letting go.
Indeed.
Of those things that we have been so accustomed to, or the body says it needs it. When you move, you're moving more from 3D and moving more and more into a higher state of perfect divine love that is truly love. It's not a physical love no longer. So, I mean, it is, you know, for and that drive, you know, can latch on for as long as you continue to think about it and thinking that you've missed it, that you miss it, and you don't. Not in essence. You are more than
like
the physical
have to
body.
Have that in order to make,
exactly.
I have to have that in order to make myself
yeah.
complete, and I'm complete in myself.
Exactly.
That's what, yeah.
You absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
That is for everybody in terms of that. Like people who feel like they need to be in control of everything around them, right, in terms of what happens
Indeed.
Next. And you need to be able to let go. Like Zora. Zora is all about letting go. Well, Zora is Zora. He only knows about balance. He doesn't know about jokes either. But, so,
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So
it is done.
It's part of your mission, letting go of all of that, and now you're perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect balance.
All of the healthy trip tips that you had and maybe getting a hold of Kim still. Boy, that's great. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, I would do
Indeed.
That. I would do that. That would be really cool. You'll enjoy it.
Okay.
Indeed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Much love and appreciation. Yeah.
All
Indeed.
Right. Love you. Take good care. Yeah. All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. I got to hold on a second. Let me do that. Let's go. I got to get back to the top here. All right. Well, anyway, so we have, I think we did 916. We did, let's go ahead and do 531, ending in 5380. I don't know if I did this one or not. I think I did. Okay, so this one is 501, ending in 3870. Let's see if we've called on that. Hello, did we talk
no.
to you already?
It just okay. calls the time when you push it.
Oh, could you? Okay, so you're on the air with Zora. Who is this? And your question for Zora.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? 501, ending in 3870.
That's me. Hold on.
Okay, hold on.
All
hello?
Right.
All right.
Hello?
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 Yes. Yes.
Can you hear
yeah,
me?
You are? Yes, you are.
I'm Agnes from Arkansas.
Okay, Agnes. All right. You have Zora here with you.
Hi, Zora. How are you?
I'd be wonderful. And you?
I'm doing well. I just wanted some advice on I had surgery in eighth. Well, I had surgery and it was colorectal surgery, so they kind of had to cut a part of my colon and then reconstruct or whatever. And so I have to go see my doctor Monday to get a follow-up. And at this point, I'm just trying to see because I'm not really into the medical industry because I'm trying to turn my focus back on the herbal side, the natural healing side of life. And I guess I just want to get maybe some sense of direction from you to see where I could start.
Are you looking for nutrients or are you looking for healing or what are you looking for in terms of
advice?
I am
looking for healing. Yes, I am. I am looking for healing.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, Zora's right here.
The issue
Tell
that
him
I had
you
was
need
anemia.
The healing. Go ahead. I'm sorry?
The issue that I had was because I was anemic.
Oh, anemic. Okay, so anemia. And how long have you had anemia for?
For a while. Let's say about 10 years. And I guess it has gotten
years.
Worse. And I finally went for a colonoscopy and, you know, you missed it.
What did they find?
And they found, they said it was non-cancer, a tumor in my colon.
Oh.
And they had to cut it out. Yeah. Yeah, they had to cut it out.
All right. Okay. So, Zora, that's what she had. She had surgery. They removed a tumor, and her diagnosis is due to anemia. They didn't say that it was cancer, but at least they took out the tumor. So she needs a healing, Zora.
Indeed. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive.
From the goddess of my being.
From the goddess of my being.
The issue is complete and taken care of, and I know it.
The issue is complete and taken care of, and I know it. And I
just
know
keep
it.
Your, and just
I
sit there quietly and just feel it leaving you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I feel it. Yes. Yes.
Of course you do.
The birth of
okay,
energy.
So.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, so now, just to confirm it, you continue doing that,
mm-hmm.
you know, until you really get it, that there is no more tumor,
yes.
there's no more anemia, there's no more nothing that's causing you illness.
Mm-hmm. It's all gone.
All right.
So,
all right.
Yeah,
yes.
so stay on
Indeed.
The track of eating healthy and doing all the things that bring you joy, that brings you positive energy. And do your healing also
okay.
on yourself, just to confirm it all the time, every day, several times a day.
Yes,
so that
I
you
will.
Know the
okay.
power you have. Absolutely. Okay.
Absolutely.
Good.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Very good. I got it.
Okay.
Yes,
thank
you got
you.
It. Thank you. Thank you, Agnes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. Our next, yeah. All right. Our next caller okay. now is 252 ending in 7510.
Sora
Tanner,
if you don't mind,
can you
stop there real quick? Well, it's on the right-hand side. It's literally a
store
up here.
Yeah,
well. And I'm literally going to be left.
Hello?
Okay, well, I'm not
supposed to call my left. They're having their own conversation.
Are they? 7510, are you there? 7510, did you want to speak with Zora? Hello? Okay, never mind. We'll go to the next person. All right, 470, ending in 2988. 2988, hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Of
we
course.
Can, and you are?
Viv.
Okay, oh, Viv. Of course. How did I know? I should have known that. Go ahead, Viv.
Oh, gosh. Namaste to everyone.
Namaste.
Everyone on the call.
Yeah, I actually
forgot the question that I was going to ask Zora. I wasn't sure we get to ask it, but I had a comment. I had to chime in with a comment because some time ago
uh-huh.
we had talked about this issue with us leaving family and friends behind when we do a 5D. And I told Zora,
yep.
I don't know if you remember, Zora, I told you about a movie that I had seen. I couldn't go to sleep one night. And in the middle of the night, somewhere around 3 o'clock, I get up and I'm looking for something the Spirit's trying to show me. And so I watched this movie about people leaving the earth. And
mm-hmm.
The one thing I remember was the people that had left them, that stayed in 3D, okay, their photos were not taken to the next home or the homes they were living in. When they left, their photos left with them. So they were not in the photos of those families. So they don't remember them
okay.
being in the family. Yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So you're...
Just,
uh-huh.
And Zora confirmed that was what they were doing. I didn't understand that because
yeah,
we hadn't talked about it at
yeah.
that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was about 26.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay.
So,
well, you just ended the show.
That's it.
Thank you. Thank
sure.
you. Thank you, Viv. All right.
Give
so Sarai
my love, Zora.
Love you, too. Okay. Zora, 54321, and we're ending our call. Bye.
Indeed. 54321, receive.
Okay, everybody.
54321, I receive.
We receive. Okay, everyone. We love you all. And we shall talk with you soon. We have our cue call on Saturday, and then we'll have another Zora call. I apologize. We'll have more time for Q&A, I promise. All right, if you want to speak with Zora, you could just text me 719-428-9746, and we can arrange that for you. All righty. Love you all. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your support as well. All right, bye now. Yeah.